se nomme again? Canal Sud. Canal
Sud.
South.
South.
Ah, Canal South.
And there a program which called Channel South. It's a reggae program and music from Jamaica. But it's not your influence.
No, but I like reggae. I like Caribbean music big time.
You like it, but I don't know if... Where are you from?
I'm from Uganda.
From Uganda.
I'm from Uganda originally, but I've lived in France for two years, in Paris and Lyon. Yeah. So now I live between Rio de Janeiro and Uganda.
Oh, a big trip.
Yeah. Big trip.
A huge trip.
Huge trip. Always on the move because of music and family. Yeah. We get to explore and see, you know, other cultures.
Two good reasons. Two good reasons to move.
Exactly.
Music
family
and
music. Always, yeah. Nice.
And you leave Uganda, why? For the music, but you can play music over there.
Yeah, we can play, but the scene is not very big, and it's a small country, so we don't have a lot of opportunities to do and showcase this kind of music, which is alternative, electronic, underground, and the scene is really into like the mainstream pop culture, you know, like elsewhere. And because of the opportunities, after Nyege Nyege broke through to the world, like presenting all the artists in the underground communities in Uganda, like that I started to travel as a musician, as a DJ and a producer doing my show. So I've been on tour around Europe a lot. Yeah,
but when you sing, you use Uganda language?
When I sing, I mean, I don't sing, but I do sample my voice in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
Usually Luganda. And all my rhythms and sounds are based on Ugandan traditional motifs and dance styles and energy and all like the tribal colors.
Because you are a percussionist also?
Yes. I used to drum a lot in the dance class for the dancers. So I used to drum a lot. Yeah. And also when I DJ, I approach it more as a percussionist, more as a drummer. Yes.
Yeah. And so your work is has a beat maker, so...
Exactly, yeah.
And it's very modernly, but you don't left your language from your native country.
Yeah.
Why?
I do.
You do?
Yeah, I do put in because... all the musicians that I've recorded and the one that I've experimented with is only been traditional musicians only, and also, and I've always sampled only traditional sounds and rhythms. For me, language is all that. I mean, there's being vocalists in the song, but for me, language is all. It's the community, it's the tribe, it's the sound. When I play sound, for example, in one part of Uganda, they will understand where it's coming from, you know. They will be able to identify, or if I play sound from the central, people will get it, you know. But again, because people are used to that, so for them it's not like maybe
yes,
something
there
new.
There are a lot of disparities in the same country, like, from each clans or each people.
Like disparities, like
it's a tribalism.
Exactly, yeah, tribalism, but not like a war tribe. It's more like a diversity. It's sort of diverse, like even within certain tribes or groups, small groups. There's a lot of language and there's a lot of music within the one specific ethnic group, you know. So like that, we're able to identify where is this person, the height, the dressing, you know, because in the north of Uganda, they dance with their necks a lot and mm-hmm. upper body. When you go to the south, they're dancing with their feet. So the rhythm change according to where people are best. In some hilly areas, they dance with their back a lot because they walk the mountains on the hills, holding food or, you know. So it's like, it's different everywhere you go in Uganda. So I think that's created this like tribalism, you know what I mean? Like, in which we can say, okay, where we can differentiate within us.
You used to dance when you're mixed?
Yeah, a lot.
So
even when I'm even when I'm seated, well, there's always movement. It's gotta make me move in a certain way for me to resonate with it. Yeah, always.
It's important and it's magnifying your work to dance with your own music.
Yeah. Yeah, it really like, for me, it puts me in a place of comfort, but also like a place of like, I have something to say here, or I have I'm representing something, not only just me, but also like, yeah, all identity, you know, all, because that's what we search for, identity, you know. So
it's
just
a little piece of your country, your
Exactly.
We'll so it's the end of the interview. I hope you like it.
No, it's good. It's good. You did good.
Will I see you tonight?
Yeah.
Can I take a
photo?
Sure.
Song for your set?
Yeah, sure. From the show?
Set,
yeah, big time. Yes. Welcome.
And I take a photo for our seat. Comment on dit notre site internet.
Ah ouais, your site. Site, you say site, you say site. Site.
It's the first time I hear him to say in English something.
Speak English.
Yes.
Okay, good?
Good.
Yeah. Merci.
Merci à toi.
J'étais tout à l'heure.